So if anybody was going to sleep through the sermon, that certainly got you up.
Wow, look what we have here. Whose doll is that? Is that yours? Yeah? How have you been? I haven't seen you in a long time. And you're new. It's good to see you. Can you believe that this is Advent? Huh? What's Advent? Do you know? Uh-oh. Kind of. All right, come on. Evelyn, you can do it. No pressure. Mom?
The waiting of Christ, or the coming of Christ.
The waiting for Jesus to be born, right? Coming of Jesus, and when does that happen? Oh, my goodness. Really? No Santa Claus for you. When is Jesus' birthday?
Christmas.
Wow.
Well, I think I know what day.
What day?
December 25th.
Is it on the 25th this year?
I think.
Are you sure? Yeah, I think you're right about that. So Advent is the 4 weeks before that happens, where we get ready for the birth of Jesus. And today is the first Sunday of Advent, and it's the Sunday of hope. So when you hear the word hope, what do you think of? No? Who wants to help? What do you think of when you think of hope?
Jesus?
That, you know, that's a good answer. I'm going to go with that answer. Anybody else?
Faith?
We're just grasping at theological terms right now, right? That's okay. Okay, hope. Help them out. Belief that good things are going to happen. What else? It's going to get better. What else you got? We can get through the hard times. What else? That's all you got?
Snow days.
Joel, you are predictable as a teacher. What else? What? You hope there are presents under the tree. See, that's where I thought they would go. See? But they didn't do it. They didn't do it. So, one more. Say that again. The hope to engage more people in peace and justice work. Were you like a minister in your previous life or something? So one of the things that I love to do, and I get to do it this year, because guess what? And I didn't know this was going to happen today. My wife is back. Is Christmas movies, right? So we've been looking around for Christmas movies, but what we have found is right now they want you to pay for them, and we're not going to do that. But one of the movies that popped up was Wizard of Oz, right? And we haven't sat down to watch it yet, but it's sort of in right there. Aaron, I think that can go down a little bit. Thank you. But one of the scenes in that movie that I always go back to is the end, where she's clicking her heels three times to go home. And what's that? Wow, really? You are a deprived human being. But do you remember what Glenda says to her? You had it all along. You had the power all along to go home, to make things better, to get back to where you needed to be, right? So we have to sit through a 3-hour movie to find that out, right? Our gospel reading today is all about the idea of looking for signs, looking for some kind of proof that things are going to get better, right? And I think that our concept of hope is fundamentally flawed in a lot of ways. Now, why would I say that? That's not rhetorical. Yes, Dave, because I'm a minister.
Because we hope for the wrong things.
Because we hope, what do you mean we hope for the wrong things?
Yeah, success and money. And
we hope for success and money. Those are bad? I am in the wrong profession then. We hope for ourselves. Yes. I think that the concept of hope is theologically flawed. Or our concept of hope is theologically flawed. What do I mean? Yes, Anna. There it is. Go ahead. Right, so putting what you and Anna said together, that's exactly right. Because as we read the gospel, there's this notion that perhaps if we just hold on long enough, God is going to fix things for us, right? That in some way, it's somebody else's job to make things better. And the other thing that I would add to this is hope a positive or a negative? Let me rephrase that. Are the signs that indicate hope positive or negative? Okay, positive? Explain loudly.
Well, if your hope is in the realm of faith and belief that things can be different, should be different, and will be different via your participation, it's positive. If you have that same hope and you're expecting someone else to do it, then inside of yourself it's negative.
Okay. What about the signs that hope is occurring? Is that positive or negative? Both? Okay, say more. Both is like all the above, so you gotta give me something else.
Both is, somebody's doing it, I can just sit here. Or it is, I can get on board and help out too.
Okay. Okay, so something negative, something that pops up that is hard to look at, can actually propel us into hope. Sometimes hope is all you got. Is it something you're waiting for or something you move towards? Move towards, wait for. All right, who else wants to throw something out just for fun? Yes. Yes. So it's almost as if, in order for us to perceive and work towards hope or grasp hope, there has to be some element of suffering that goes with it. Would you agree? Because a lot of times, theologically, when we're looking for hope, we're looking for it to all be good, aren't we? And if those are the signs that we're looking for, then there is a really good chance we're going to miss most of them. Because the other thing that this gospel says is that the kingdom of God is here now, not in some far-off place, but now. So now I have a really hard question for you. What are some things that are going on in our world? Let's just say for fun, this last week, that perhaps you did not see as hopeful when you saw them or were reminded of maybe an anniversary of other things. Anything? I have some answers for you. I did a little reading. There's a lot of stuff going on at our border, isn't there? And there are some pretty dramatic, horrible things that are going on at our border, isn't there? And when you look at that as a person by yourself reading, you wonder what it is, what can I do? What can I make happen that will change what is happening down there? Any ideas? Think about it. This past week had numerous anniversaries. It was the anniversary of the assassination of Harvey Milk. Do you know who Harvey Milk was? Councilperson, yes. Really forward-thinking and moving with LGBTQIA rights and was assassinated, which in and of itself should have been horrible. In fact, so many people thought, well, that's it. The movement is over. And look what happened. It didn't end. This week is the anniversary of Rosa Parks taking a stand. Well, I guess that's not really right, right? She didn't actually stand, she sat. So Rosa Parks not taking a stand, sitting down and saying, I am not getting up, I'm too tired. Which for her as an individual could have been very detrimental, dangerous, life-threatening even. And look where that propelled us. This week is the anniversary of the Sand Creek Massacre. Do you know what the Sand Creek Massacre is? We're Coloradans, we better know what the Sand Creek Massacre is. And this morning as I was driving out, because I was really trying to find out where is hope in that, there is a billboard at Sierra Madre and Cimarron. It is a stunning billboard of teepees, and all it says is protect sacred ground. I don't know who sponsored it or who put it up, but it is right there for everybody to see. So every time there is something that appears to be horrific and negative, and don't get me wrong, it is, that is a sign of hope. I know, that sounds warped, doesn't it? But let's think about what Advent is about. Advent is about waiting for Jesus to come, waiting for the birth of the Christ child. And let's face it, things during those times were not that great. He was born into an oppressive society, one of occupation, one of poverty. And yet, we hold on to the notion that out of that depressed state came something and someone so tremendous that 2,000 years later, we are willing to sit in a place of hope, knowing that it could happen again, that something good could happen again, even in the midst of all kinds of chaos. Hope is a weird thing. It's not something that magically appears and makes you feel better. It is something that you are called to live into and to become in a world that so desperately needs to know what hope feels like. And so our marquee outside, did anybody see it this morning? Do you know what it says? What does it say?
Welcomes refugees and immigrants.
Close. Welcome refugees and asylum seekers. Why? Because in reading all of the things that are going on the border, the United Church of Christ has said every church in the United Church of Christ should put a public statement on their property that says, we welcome refugees and asylum seekers. Because as we get further into the story of Jesus' birth, we know that he was a refugee, that his family was seeking asylum at the risk of being persecuted. We cannot hold on to that story as our own. recognizing the desperation of the Holy Family, if we are not willing to embrace the desperation of every Holy Family at the border. And so here we are at a crossroads in our Advent season, where we can say that as a community, not just here at Vista Grande, but a community that extends to every UCC church that was asked by our own denomination to say we stand in the place of welcoming the refugee and the asylum seeker. We stand in the place of everything that defines. LGBTQIA fall into refugee and asylum seekers, right? People who are homeless fall into that place of being refugees and asylum seekers. Invisible populations, such as our native populations, fall into, ironically, the place of refugee and asylum seekers, even on their own lands. We cannot claim that as our story, which we do every year, unless we are to put a big welcome sign outside. So we become the hope. We become the incarnate version of what hope looks like in the midst of despair. And that is why we can come and claim that story and demonstrate that hope and assure that things will get better, that there is something greater, that there is a light, that there is work to be done, that we are not stuck in this place, because our faith comes back to the place of, we are going to make sure that everyone knows we are hope. Let the people say, amen.